It's a boy. He was a tad later than expected, but the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced the arrival of their son. The new royal is seventh in line to the British throne and the first biracial baby born into the monarchy in recent history. Breaking with tradition, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle say they'll now celebrate privately before releasing pictures of the baby on Wednesday, London time. Our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from Windsor.
A baby is born, and a prince cannot contain his excitement.
I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy.
On the grounds of Windsor Castle, Prince Harry beamed down the lens of one invited agency camera to tell the world he'd had a son.
It's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled.
With the greatest of humility and some humour thrown in.
I haven't been in many births. this is definitely my first birth. But it was amazing, absolutely incredible. And as I said, I'm so incredibly proud of my wife.
The baby arrived at 5:26 a.m. Monday morning, London time, weighing in at 3.2 kilograms. The world only learnt the happy news 8 hours later. The seventh in line to the throne will be a dual British-American citizen and the first biracial baby in the British monarchy's recent history. Royal fans braced a cool public holiday Monday to welcome the new royal's arrival outside Windsor Castle.
Cheers to new people! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! To Prince Harry and Meghan!
Well, why is this important for the people of the UK? Well, it's always important to have a royal baby. Something nice, good news is always great, isn't it? Because we hear lots of bad news. So it's just so nice to have good news.
Given the baby is highly unlikely to ever be king, it's not thought he'll be given the title of His Royal Highness or Prince, meaning a traditional royal name is also not a must.
Still thinking about names, Alan. The baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. But, that's the next bit. But for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
This is Samantha Hawley in Windsor reporting for AM.